Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Paddles up, it's set for this Saturday. We're talking about the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival, and he's ready. Fritz Steigmeier is here. Fritz, it's wonderful to see you.
Wonderful to see you, too.
We are ready for this Saturday. It is the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival. Let's take a look at what is happening. Again, we remind folks, it is a one-day event. Used to be a weekend event, but it is now a spectacular one-day event.
It is, and you know what? If you ever come down or have been down, there's quite the buzz down there. It's more almost like a fair. There's so much buzz. There's 1,000 paddlers on site.
Is that right?
So then they think about the families there and the community. I would say anytime there's like 2,000 to 3,000 people milling about there. So the activity and the buzz is amazing.
It's incredible. So the first race is at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock
yes,
this Saturday morning.
Yep. 8 o'clock. First round goes from about 8 till about 10:30. Then we have a little bit of a break, and we have our opening ceremony that's scheduled for 11 o'clock. And that's going to be an amazing event again as well.
And I'll be emceeing the opening ceremonies for this year, and the closing as well. But doing the opening ceremonies, and it's just a beautiful way to get things started, if you will.
But we honor a few people. This year we have Susan Roach as our honorary chair. She's been involved with dragon boating for, I would say, at least 22 years. She's paddled with the Silver Masters. She's paddled on a women's team here for Canada. She designed our logo with a kind of a line drawing at one point in time, and Tony Carter finished it up. So she helps tremendously in the background in terms of keeping us organized. Even before she was a Rotarian, she's now a Rotarian, but she was organizing us way back when already. So
perfect.
So she's a great leader.
And that's just part of the opening ceremonies that's happening.
That's right. So that's the, and then we have the breast cancer ceremony as well. Now, part of that, there's a team that's going to be honored there as well, the Scheffler Bearing Arms. They've paddled now, I believe it's been 26 years, 25 or 26 years.
Sure.
So for most of our 27 years, they've been there. So they wrapped one of our boats in the Scheffler colors. So we're going to honor them and thank them for doing that. And then we have our breast cancer ceremony after that. And we have Evelyn O'Toole, who's singing. She's an up-and-coming singer. She's been at the festival. She's going to do Stage West in Mississauga this year. And she's going to be singing for the breast cancer ceremony as well.
As we say, it is an absolutely solemn and beautiful way for the opening ceremonies to get things rolling with the Stratford Dragon Boat Festival. But it's races through the day. And speaking of which, it's also great music through the day with the Gillie Stage.
Yeah. We have Jenna LeDuc, who's going to come. She's doing three sets, which is like 1 o'clock till 2:30 to 3:30. And then in between, she has another little break there. We have Nora Stevens. She actually did some singing here lately with Sexsmith, what's his
name? Ron Sexsmith, very
Sexsmith
good.
As well.
Sure.
So, and she was recommended to sing at the festival, and I reached out to her, and she's really looking forward to putting in a set there as well.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So there's going to be amazing music throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, and DJ Jerry Bell, of course, will also be on hand through the day.
For sure. Now, just so that people know what this is all for. Okay, the Rotary Club here in Stratford has been here for over 100 years. But what we do is we raise money for various local projects, which many probably know, the Rotary Respite House, the Hospice as well, the Rotary Hospice. We have the Mental Health Wing at the hospital. We give $57,000 in scholarships each year to students, as well as an international project. We have our Aqua Box program, which when there's a disaster in the Western Hemisphere, usually the Western Hemisphere, sometimes we'll ship something across the sea, but we raise money so that we can build those Aqua Boxes to help out when families don't have clean water. And other international projects, we're doing one for a school where they have horrendous washroom conditions, and so we're trying to send money down to build new washrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we use this money to help those in need, and not $1 goes to any sort of administration. This is all volunteer work, which includes this festival.
That's well
what we're
said.
Raising the money for.
Well said on that. We're chatting with Fritz Stagmeier. We're talking about the Dragon Boat Festival. It is set to go this Saturday. Of course, it's along the Avon River, Lake Victoria. It is an amazing community event. We've been talking about the opening ceremonies, the races through the day, and the great musical performances. And then, of course, the closing ceremonies to wrap up the day are amazing.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun with a lot of music and dancing and laughing and you're going to be there too, helping us out on that one.
That's so, right. I'm pulling double duty on Saturday.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on down. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning is the start up. And all the way through to, I would say we'd probably finish up somewhere between 6 and 6:30. But it's come in. It's going to be gorgeous weather. Bring your sunscreen. Bring your portable fans.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be a warm one.
And let's do a shout out. We haven't even mentioned, plenty of food vendors too, because it wouldn't be a Dragon Boat Festival without some food.
Oh, we've got 3 food trucks there right now, and also New Orleans Pizza. So you have some great variety there to enjoy all the food.
All right. So again, it's all happening again on Saturday with the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival. And again, although we should mention parking and shuttle buses.
Yes, that's a really good question. I think we've got the shuttles set up from there's some buses out of the parking lot over at the
at Zayers. Yeah, parking's so limited. You can park at Zayers and
shuttle you back and forth and just walk on down. The streets are closed. Okay, so basically from Waterloo Street down to what's the street? There's a Queen Street, like down by the festival there.
Yep.
Just by the islands.
So sure,
So that entire area is going to be closed down. So walk, bike, take the shuttles.
Yeah.
Take a look at our website, too, for times and things like that, so you can catch the shuttle buses.
But you can make a full day of it. It is such a great community event. And again, when we talk about Rotary Club of Stratford, this is really the big fundraiser. This is one of the big ones.
This is the big one. This one here, we usually make about $50,000. This one, we may clear $1 million this year since the onset of the festival. So this is the 27th running. We missed one year because of COVID, but this is the 27th running, and so it'll be $1 million raised for the community.
Wow, isn't that incredible? For all the great work with Rotary Club of Stratford, so don't miss it. It is Saturday, September 14th, Avon River, Stratford, Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival, 27th edition, and again, brought to you by Gilly's Pub House and all of the great sponsors helping out an amazing community event. Fritz, is there anything else we left off, or paddles up, we'll just see out?
Well, come on out, cheer, be loud, have fun, you know, bring your family, and just have a wonderful day.
It's going to be fabulous. Fritz, and thank you, Fritz, for all that you do behind the scenes with this event. Thanks so much.
Thank you.